All non-expectation days are filled with God's love and bliss. O anxiety, you are devouring all my energy. Practice detachment. Enlightenment automatically will appear. I am so fortunate that I am able to keep one step ahead of frustration, destruction, tiger. In God's heart home, there are no reserved seats. We have to place at the feet of God our heart's success smiles and our life's failure tears. Alas, I am fully responsible for my Lord's overburdened eye. Alas, endless doubts are running around me in circles. How difficult it is to bring aspiration back to life. To change the mind is an arduous task of the heart. When determination weakens, life is bound to fail. A man of inaction is not approved of by God. My Lord is a selfless friend to everybody. Alas, only a few are aware of him. Nothing can be as beautiful and as powerful as our God-surrendered joy. My Lord, I beg of you to remove my name from the God disobedience list. God never stops offering us his world transformation messages, knowing perfectly well that we shall not heed them. Do not judge. You will be the sufferer in the long run. God uses his power drastically only as a last resort. May my faith in my own spiritual life always remain strong, stronger, strongest. God wants me to be an invincible hero warrior. We must not disappoint God by arriving late at God's heart door. God wants me to serve him with my heart's silence smiles. If we are ready to dedicate our very breath to our Lord Supreme, then we are ready for this real spiritual life. We must value spirituality infinitely more than anything else. We must treasure our simplicity life and sincerity heart all the time. Curiosity ends in futility. My devotion heart sheds streaming tears to be of service to my Lord Supreme. I must clasp my Lord's compassion eye most devotedly before it is too late. Two things I need: a doubt-free mind and a fire-pure heart. Every moment I need the dancing smile of a child. May my earth existence live in between God's compassion eye and God's forgiveness heart. Do not allow anybody to destroy your heart's blooming hopes. We must shut our desire-hunger vital door as soon as possible. Alas, I do not know why I do not give more attention to my Lord's affection nest. Each life must resemble our Lord's vision eye. God most compassionately shares with my heart his heart's secrets every night. Do not ask God for permission to rest. He knows more than anybody else when you need rest. We should not allow our hearts to be blinded by false love and false joy. If we ignore the will of God, we shall never be able to enjoy God's thrill. Just a little hope saves our most precious life. Alas, how many times God has to tell me that his dreams are all mine. The mind parliament is not bound by justice light. No determination, no promise, fulfillment, satisfaction. Alas, I have a new name, Frustration Volcano. We all must fly from Earth's soil to Heaven's star. My crying and weeping life has finally surrendered its heavy load to my Lord Supreme. Never underestimate the power of a gratitude heart. We must shake off the power of ruthless fear. Meditation is a genuine act of inner dive. Excitement, I want you not. Enthusiasm, I need you at every moment. Each aspiration life is indeed a hope harvest. Mother Earth is alive because she has innumerable hopes. My Lord, my only desire, Please allow me to follow your footsteps. If I cannot obey my master, then sooner or later I shall be exiled from my master's heart. To have no disciple is infinitely better than to have an unwilling disciple. We all need heart prayers and not parrot prayers. If we do not simplify our life, then how can God beautify our heart? God will never be satisfied with a part-time seeker. Our insecurity mind is justly condemned by our Lord's Supreme Court. We do not have the faintest idea when God will arrive and knock at our door. The mind does not care to know whether we are all God-accepted or God-rejected human beings. The soulfulness of the heart increases the swiftness of our aspiration life. If we have inner poise, then in each and every field we can achieve tremendous success. It seems to me that gratitude has not yet taken birth here on earth. The purity of the heart is the certainty of our inner progress. Self-offering is the key to God discovery. Heart soulfulness is the very beginning of God oneness. Without enlightenment, we can never achieve fulfillment. Inside the sweetness of the heart, the fullness of life blossoms. My humility is treasured by God's own divinity. This universe came into existence from God's transcendental and all-energizing delight. When I play my role, the collection of my heart flowers, God plays his role. He blesses me. In the spiritual life, nothing can be as important as self-giving. Devotion quickens the speed of my God realization. The difference between the outer light and the inner light is this. The outer light exposes the darkness. The inner light transforms our darkness into light. No word is as complicated as the word truth. Again, no experience can be the savior of the world save and except truth. God closeness is possible only when we put an end to our puny I-ness. The victory of patience is absolutely certain. The sweetness of forgiveness is unparalleled. Plenitude comes into existence in my life only when I have the certitude that I cannot live, even for a fleeting moment, without my Lord's presence in the very depths of my heart. God allows us to touch his feet only when we are ready to gladly surrender our ignorance night and wisdom light together at his feet, happily, cheerfully, and self-givingly, to please him constantly in his own way. Aspiration is an ever-mounting heavenward flame that all seekers must needs have. The difference between prayer and meditation is this. Prayer says to the world, "Look, look, O world, how much I love God." Meditation says to the world, "O world, look, look, how much God and I love each other." To discover our hidden divinity, the sincerity of the mind is an absolute necessity. Perseverance shatters the pride of impossibility. The body is a temple. The soul is the shrine. God is the beloved deity in the shrine. Each soulful smile has tremendous power to lessen the torture of suffering. If my heart is full of joy, then God says I am all ready to become his most favorite toy. The human in us enjoys the caged bird. The divine in us enjoys the uncaged bird that flies and flies in infinity's sky. Every day we must feed our consciousness with our soulful prayers and prayerful meditations. Only then can we please God in his own way. Quite often our outer success hinders our inner progress. Each time we make an inch of inner progress, not only do we see and feel, but we also become the beauty and fragrance of God closeness. If you are a strong server of God, then God will do everything for you. The sun does not forget to rise and bless us. How is it that we forget to pray early in the morning, every day? If you are not in your heart home, how will you ever hear God's extremely desperate knock? How I wish I could be a worker in God's amusement park. My Lord's whispers awaken me and save me. My morning promise to God, I shall not displease my Lord in any way the whole day. We must not enjoy self-doubt, for self-doubt is slow poison. Do not push, do not pull. Life is a hope fulfillment river. Only a dauntless soul can arrive at God's heart door. For the mind to accept surrender is a rare experience. I shall no longer accept ego's supremacy in my life. My Lord, give me an eye that sees only you and nothing else. O my mind, do not give up spirituality without trying. Self-offering has the breath of sweetness. The acceptance of failure is the worst possible mistake. If you cannot completely give up your desire life, you should at least try to curtail it. We must discard all the superficialities of life before we enter into the spiritual life. On principle, I do not smile at the person who enjoys self-pity. God's victory chariot is beckoning me. Life means an eternal test and not an eternal rest. My Lord's silent smile brings me unfathomable peace. My Master's will is my eternity's all. I must forget my past long before God beckons my lifeboat. I need obedience before I pray to God for anything else. If you can sing soulfully and self-givingly, then God will bless you with a permanent place in His heart home. I must guard my heart at every moment against my mind's constant attack. I love examination so that I can quickly enter into the higher courses of the spiritual life. The Master's smile is His compassion heart power. The tide must turn. Once more, I must become a choice instrument of my Lord Supreme. Be courageous. Accept your short-term defeat cheerfully, and then embark on a very long-term journey to see the face of God. I have only one choice. Wake up, walk, run, and sprint. Life can hide many things, but not God's will. Non-attachment is a very difficult task for any human being to accomplish. Surrender is the direct flight to God's satisfaction. I must wait a little more. God's compassion is coming soon, very soon. I become useless the moment I do not invoke peace. My Lord, I am fully prepared to go with you. Just keep your blessingful hand on my head. May each good thought of mine enjoy an endless journey. May my heart every day pray to God for universal love. God surrender is the highest height of the aspiration mountain. A heart full of devotion is a life of God's satisfaction. Everything of my Lord I love, but his compassion aura I love infinitely more. I am now completely free. I am no longer imprisoned by my mind. The moment I am at my Lord's forgiveness feet, I fly and fly in my Lord's infinite compassion sky. I have left far behind my desire cottage. I am now living in my Lord's illumination palace. If a seeker wants to be strong, both physically and spiritually, then he has to be fed every day by God-fulfillment hopes. The moment I sat at my Lord's compassion feet, the petals of my heart flower fully blossom. The heart enjoys God's scoldings. The mind cleverly escapes God's scoldings. My lifeboat is made of only one thing, God's faith. Rejection is not the answer. Acceptance and then transformation is the answer of answers. When my soul whispers, I drink deep nectar delight. My Lord says to me, my child, do not worry about your imperfections. The transformation of your imperfections is my responsibility. Desire and aspiration come and go, but my God's surrender, once achieved, never disappears. A desire mind begins with enthusiasm and ends in frustration. My aspiration heart garden is extremely rich in hope plants. Mine is the heart that receives my Lord's satisfaction smiles on a daily basis. Nobody can escape transformation, not even my clever mind and my haughty vital. My Lord tells me that my dreams are not just daydreams, but they are his promise fulfillment reality. Oh, my ignorant sleep, I tell you, your sleep enjoyment will end very shortly. to reach my Lord's heart home, my mind must hurry and my heart must fly. My Lord, I did not think that you would be waiting for me. Otherwise, I could have come much earlier. God and I fulfill our respective tasks. God counts the tears of my heart, and I count the smiles of his eye. God always keeps his heart door wide open for his supremely chosen children. My mind has completely stopped its age-old friendship with Ignorance Night. My Lord Supreme, do bless me with a sweetness child heart so that I can make the fastest progress. God was extremely pleased after he inspected my heart shrine. God told me that I was his all the moment I told him that I was his child. Today, God has blessed me with something very new, his utter satisfaction smile. A God newness dream was born in my heart the moment I liberated myself from my mind prison. Self-indulgence no more, no more. Life transcendence more, evermore. My Lord, I have only one prayer. Do make me an ever-climbing heart flame. A deep meditation is the sunrise beauty of the heart. A self-giving heart is the God fulfillment of a rainbow life. A super excellent seeker is never allowed by God to swerve from the path of truth. Only my heart tears are needed to strengthen my God obedience life. I love God, therefore I do know what God's will is. God the Savior loves to save incognito. The moment God finds me, he just binds me very tight. My meditation opens my heart to God and my ears to man. May my aspiration life be not only lengthy, but eternal. God manifestation is an abiding hope in my heart. God, the heart specialist, takes very good care of our lives. Every seeker has to cross over the love-devotion-surrender bridge. I exchange my desire nights for my aspiration days. Good thoughts have to be persistent and consistent. All our responsibilities God cheerfully accepts, provided we have faith in him. Do not allow yourself to be caught by world headaches. My joy comes from my Lord's eye. My strength comes from my Lord's feet. Devotion shortens our heavenward journey. I shall not allow the comfort and pleasure life to be my master. My Lord, may I look at your feet 24 hours a day. Disobedience flows into the destruction sea. Nothing can equal a oneness heart. Alas, I do not know how I spend so much time away from my Lord's feet. God tells me that if I want to be perfect, then I must love him and serve man all the time. May my self-discipline days never expire. Mother Earth, do teach me how to be detached. Divine deeds speak infinitely louder than words. Each time I offer my selfless service, my Lord allows me to come one step closer to him. God tells me only one thing. I must allow him to smile through my heart. The heart pilgrimage to our highest destination is protected and guided by our absolute Lord Supreme. I shall never forget one thing. My Lord Supreme is my eternity's heart captain. In my heart, sweetest is the feeling of my God surrender breath. I came into the world not for my glories, but to spread the glories of my Lord Supreme allwhere. When we pray to God and meditate on God, we can clearly see that God and we are all united by an unseen cord. My Lord Supreme, today I need your grace to see your face. Tomorrow I shall need your grace to feel your heart. The day after I shall need your grace to become your choicest instrument. God tells me that I have to do only one thing in this lifetime. I have to carry his heart throughout the length and breadth of the world.